KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, we meet Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis from Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band. This Grammy-winning bilingual duo has gained acclaim worldwide. They were the first North American band to ever win a Latin Grammy, and they received their 7th Grammy nomination and their 3rd win this year with their latest release, Brio Brio. Both Alicia and Lucky are also writers. The kids' crew will review a book by each one of them, and we'll hear some of their toe-tapping, danceable, and sing-alongable music. Step into the world of Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band with us, coming up on the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is an independent production of the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based nonprofit. We're distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American radio network.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Why did the boy put his ear to the piano?
I know why.
He was playing by ear.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
A las dos, como arroz.
A las tres, pero...
Buenos Dias is our guest today on the Children's Hour. That's Lucky Diaz and Alicia from when their band was called The Lucky Band. And you are listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today, our kids crew are with me online. And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Xavier.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Lee May.
Hello, it's Cade.
Hi, it's Luminata.
Hi, it's Addie.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Joe.
Well, thanks all so much for being here. With us today on the Children's Hour is a Grammy-winning band, Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis from Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band. Let's give you a taste of Los Fabulosos right here on the Children's Hour.
Mis manos, holding hands makes me smile. Me gusta mi pelo. Me gusta mis orejas. They listen as the music plays.
Listening to the Children's Hour, I'm Katie Stone, and today on the show, we're revisiting an interview we had in 2023 with Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis. They're from Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band, and this year, Lucky and Alicia won the 2025 Grammy for Best Children's Release for Brio Brio. We'll hear more from Brio Brio in a bit, but this interview was recorded in 2023 when they had received the Grammy nomination for Los Fabulosos. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Alicia and Lucky.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have you with us. Thank you for being here. And it must be so exciting to be nominated for a Grammy. And this isn't your first time down this road, I might add.
Correct. No, this is our sixth nomination in the Grammy space, and we've won twice before.
Wow, that's so fantastic. And are you the first bilingual children's band to win a Grammy when you won before?
We were the first band from North America to ever win a Latin Grammy. So in all of like the world, we were the first to ever win a Latin Grammy in North America. So the United States, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really special. So as far as a being bilingual, I can't speak to that. I don't know that statistic. It's a good question. But I do know the other one, being the first ever in that way.
Lucky Diaz, your band in my playlist has a few different names. Sometimes you're called Lucky Diaz. Sometimes you're called the Lucky Band. What gives with all these names?
Oh, I mean, there's a couple of explanations as to why we have kind of different various names, but it's just Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band. So that's kind of our classic name. But we were touring so much internationally that it was a lot of words for people, so we just shortened it to the Lucky Band. And then I thought the Lucky Band was cool, like Sgt. Pepper's was, or Magical Mystery Tour, because I'm such a Beatles fan. So it was kind of, the Lucky Band was our little experiment. But it depends on who you ask how everyone feels about it, but I think it's funny.
I like both.
Yeah, I like it's easy. It's easy to say if someone's like, oh, what band are you in? And I say the Lucky Band. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But if I say Lucky Diaz and Family Jam Band, and then if Alicia and I are just doing a show by each other with a duo, it's kind of hard to say it's Lucky and the Family Jam Band Alicia, you know? So it makes more sense to just say it's the Lucky Band, I think.
Let's play another little something from your Grammy-nominated release, Los Fabulosos. What should we pick, Lucky?
I think Ridiculous is a lot of fun. Yeah. It's really fun. Ridiculous!
Ridiculous. It's just my nature. What are you going to do?
Now that was ridiculous.
Completely.
The song is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a fun song. I mean, it's ridiculous because it's only 5 words. And I mean, it came about because Alicia actually said that we needed something very absurd on our record. And it was it was kind of like in a writing slump. And Alicia's always very good about inspiring and having great ideas, and so she said, we'll just make something absurd. And so my writing partner Michael Farkas in New York, him and I as along with Alicia have been writing together for over a decade, and we just thought it was ridiculous, you know. So and Michael actually sent me that little intro where he's doing, there used to be this this person named Spike Jones that used to make, he was a vaudevillian performer, and he used to make all these like really crazy cool sounds and play crazy instruments. And Michael is obsessed with them, and he just recorded that into his phone and he sent that over to me. We redid it, but he just was like, you know, like all these like crazy sounds. And so I heard it and I thought, wow, this is really inspired. And so then I just started writing up for that. And so, yeah, that was it. That's how the song came out. But it's just ridiculous because it's essentially one word, but it's five if you think about all of the lyrics. But yeah.
We're talking with Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis. They're part of Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band. Let's go to Thorfinn.
Why did you start your band?
Oh, that's an excellent question. We actually started the band because we have an elder daughter. She's in college now, but we used to play songs for her in the bath. And, you know, I had wrote a bunch of songs that were just really fun. And Alicia came up with the idea of making a band and a recording. And so that's just kind of how it started out. Because we have kids of our own and we just want to have fun as a family. So I think if your parents ever make fun, like ever make things up at dinner time or something, it's kind of like that. We just decided to do it for more families.
What is the difference between children's music and other music?
That's a great question. You know, when we come at it, being in this genre, we try to communicate at the highest level, the highest vibration of goodness and joy and pleasure and passion and about the human experience. Because whether you're 2, 22 or 102, you all have the same emotions, right? And so when we create for families, which is often we think about it, we call it often family music versus children's music. It's more of a opportunity that everyone can listen. And it's, you know, such an old thing that people say now in this genre, like, we're going to make music that parents don't hate. Well, yeah, you don't want that in any kind of art, right? You want to make the best art you can so that anyone can turn it on. And I think there's the safety of being able to put our music on with a five-year-old. But oftentimes we've played festivals and there'll be an audience of like super hipsters, elder millennials, and then it'll take them three songs to realize we're like a quote-unquote children's band. So we're just playing from the greater good. And like Lucky always says, his favorite children's band is the Beatles. And the Beatles, because the Beatles you can put on and you put it on for anyone. So if the Beatles made albums now, maybe they'd get put in the children's category because of the kind of art that's being made.
Soy profundo, un gran milagro, yo te lo juro, y poderoso como un oso, y muy brillante soy diamante, brillo, brillo. Thank you. brillante, soy diamante. Brillo, brillo.
That's the title track of Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band's 2025 Grammy-winning release, Brio Brio.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science supports the Children's Hour and is proud to unveil a new hall featuring hundreds of never-before-seen fossils. Learn more at nmnaturalhistory.org. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.
Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Your mother should know.
Sing it again.
Let's all get up and
dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Your mother should know.
Lift up your hearts and sing me a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Your mother should know.
Your mother should know.
Your mother should know.
Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
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 An homage to the Beatles right here on the Children's Hour. That was Casper Baby Pants with Your Mother Should Know from his Baby Beatles CD. And before that, Living in a Beatles Song is Brady Reimer with David Gibb from their Songs Across the Pond. Over the break, that was Albuquerque's own Wagogo. And before that, Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis from the Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band with their 2025 Grammy-winning release, Brio Brio. Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis chatted with us back in 2023 when they were nominated for the Grammy for their Felicidades release. They didn't win that time. That time it went to the Alphabet Rockers. But this time they did take it home.
Who in your life most influenced you?
I'll go first really quickly. I think my twin brother actually influenced me the most. He's also an artist, and we grew up obviously together, and he always had such interesting, cool ideas and interesting taste in music and movies, and seeing all the really cool things that he was really into really inspired me to make really cool, weird things. And so we're really weird together. So I think that my brother probably been most influential person in my young life, and then Alicia was maybe the most influential person in my adult life. So I've had maybe two, but yeah, that's what I would say.
Is your brother a identical twin?
No, we're fraternal twins, but yeah, so we look differently. So, but we do have a lot of commonalities. I think when we get together, you know, we kind of walk the same, and we look maybe like cousins. I think, I don't know, but he's a really cool guy.
Alicia, what about you?
I would probably say, well, my parents, but my dad in terms of the way I approach things, because I'm a creative, but I'm also very, very structured. I'm a very organized, list-making person, so I have a producer brain at all times, so I think it helps me organize getting my ideas. My dad's a football coach, so he always had a goal. Every week there was a game to be won, and there was always a new game plan, and there was always something to look forward to and work towards. And in terms of like how Lucky and I approach our careers and our art, I put a lot of goals and forward motion and projects. Like, I think that's how we're able to create so much, is that's something I enjoy, is how I approach putting out art in the world.
Lucky, what's your favorite song you've ever recorded with your Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band?
I think my favorite Family Jam Band song is Pinata Attack. So,
oh yeah.
It's kind of, because I love surf music, so.
Anybody want to take a stab at surf music? Do you know what it means?
Is it songs that use a lot of instruments like steel drums, and they have, you know, very slow tempos or very calming, very chill?
That was such a good guess, but not right.
That was a really good idea.
But I love a wrong guess rather than no guess at all. Like, that's how I live my life. So, like, that was nailing it. I would say, like, when I think of surf rock, it's like or like the wave, like wipe out, like in beach, surf rock, right, Lucky?
Yeah, so surf music is generally, yeah, that's a really good way to explain it. It's usually lots of guitars and drums, and there's lots of reverb, which is echo to mimic waves crashing. And there you have like lots of tom drums going like dum 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 dum, like things like that. So they all came from the 1960s. So from like 1960 to 1970, I think. In California, where we're from, there was, I think in the country, there was a large obsession with surfing and surf culture and beach parties for a while. This is like a long time before we were all around.
Those are our guests, Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis. From Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band, coming up, we have some book reviews from the kids' crew of a book by Lucky and another book by Alicia. But first, let's surf.
Camino y ahora dices una, ten que see and cry. It's a piñata time. Pero la piñata la quiero romperla, es la razón por esta fiesta. Dale mamayazos, la ten que see and cry. Thank you.
triste, mi alegría tranquila. Tranquilo, soy tranquilo. Tranquilo, oh, oh, soy tranquilo.
Hello, my name is Beth Christopher, and I will be reviewing She Loves Me All the Same by Alicia Gaddis, illustrated by Maria Morante, and published by Red Sky Entertainment. She Loves Me All the Same is about a girl and her stepmom and their special connection. They may not be blood relatives, but they love each other all the same. This book is written for kids ages 3 to 7. Readers will appreciate the cheery, colorful pictures that bring the story to life. The book is called She Loves Me All the Same by Alicia Gaddis, illustrated by Maria Morante, and published by Red Sky Entertainment. This is Beth Christopher from the Children's Hour.
Me Gusta, the Robert Ibach remix, is Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band. And before the book review, you heard Lucky Diaz from his Grammy-winning release, Brio Brio. They just won the Grammy for that one. You're hearing an interview with Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis that we recorded back in 2023 when they were up for the Children's Best of Grammy last time for Los Fabulosos. And we've got a lot more coming up after the break.
This is Lucky Diaz.
And this is Alicia Gaddis from Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band.
And you're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. The Children's Hour can take your unwanted vehicle and turn it into Kids Public Radio. Learn more at childrenshour.org.
Watch it now, watch it now. Here it comes.
Por ahí viene saliendo Cocoy, por ahí viene llegando ya. Esperando que caiga la noche y te tienes buscando ya. Ay, cara, cara, te va a agarrar, te va a llevar de Cocoy. Ay, cara, cara, te va a llevar, te va a llevar. Ay, cara, cara, te va a agarrar, te va a llevar de Cocoy. Ay, cara, cara, te va a llevar, te va a llevar. Por ahí viene llegando ya, esperando que caiga la noche y te tiene buscando ya. Ay, cara, cara, te va a agarrar, te va a llevar el coco. Ay, cara, cara, te va a llevar, te va a llevar. Ay, cara, cara, te va a agarrar, te va a llevar el coco. Ay, cara, cara, te va a llevar, te va a llevar.
To the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. That was our guests, Lucky and Alicia from Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band with El Cuy Cuy. Our guests, Lucky and Alicia, got their 7th Grammy nomination this year with their release called Brio Brio, and they won. They'd already won the Grammy twice before, and we have a conversation with them that we recorded back in 2023 when they had their 6th Grammy nomination for Los Fabulosos. You can follow along on our playlist and find photos and links and so much more at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Lucky Diaz.
What does it feel like to be nominated for a Grammy?
Oh, it's really exciting and special, and sometimes it doesn't feel like it's real, and it's just a really good feeling to be celebrated with your other music making friends. So that's it feels good and exciting, and you know, sometimes a little nervous, I suppose. I I'm kind of an introvert, which means I'm not really out often, or I'm not very outgoing. So I get a little nervous when there's so much chatter and excitement going around. So it's a good opportunity for me to get out of the house, I suppose. And I get really excited. So yeah, it feels exciting, I guess. So yeah.
Yeah, I would guess it would be like exhilarating, but also I would think it would be kind of like going to a wedding, but it lasts for hours and hours and hours and hours because you have to wait for other things and you're all dressed up. And
yes, you're right. It's a long day. So we have to take snacks in our tuxedos. We have to put snacks in our pockets because it's a long day without any water or food. So yes, you're right. It's like a big wedding.
Alicia Gaddis, you have won Emmys. You've been a star in many ways. And let's talk about that a little bit. Tell us about you and your career.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a very generous, kind comment. I describe myself as a multi-hyphenate. So I am an actress, a performer, a writer. I write for film and television, as well as I've been on film and television. And then I've been in the band for over a decade with my husband, as you all know. I have my 10th book that's being published coming out in April. So that's exciting. So I just like to make things, and I like to make things with people I love and care about. So I think there's always ideas to be birthed into the world. So I've had all the jobs and many blessings along the way in terms of people receiving them.
Our guests on the Children's Hour have been Alicia Gaddis and Lucky Diaz from the Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band. We're so delighted to have your amazing talent with us on the Children's Hour. Thank you so much for being with us, Alicia and Lucky.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
We've really loved it. Thank you.
No, gracias a ti.
Bye.
Street that will be.
This is Amaya from the Children's Hour with a book review titled Politero Man by Lucky Diaz, illustrated by Mikal Player, and published by HarperCollins Publishers. This book is about a young boy who is looking for his friend, Politero Jose. His friend sells popsicles, and the young boy really loves popsicles. This is a story filled with excitement and joy. I really like this story. This is a great book. I would definitely recommend this book to children of all ages, but I would especially recommend this book for bilingual children. Additionally, this book is a good story for children who wish to learn a little Spanish. This book is called Politero Man by Lucky Diaz, illustrated by Mikal Player, and published by HarperCollins Publishers. For the Children's Hour, this is Amaya.
Politero Man is written by our guest, Lucky Diaz. In the background, you're hearing Crowander, right here on the Children's Hour.
A snuggly bunny who's white and so fluffy. A snuggly bunny, his name is Conejo. Conejo,
bounce, bounce.
Conejo,
bounce, bounce.
Conejo,
bounce, bounce.
Su nombre es Conejo. A snuggly puppy who's brown and so scruffy. A snuggly puppy, his name is El Perro. El Perro,
bow wow.
El Perro,
bow wow.
El Perro,
bow wow.
Su nombre es El Perro. A snuggly kitty who's gray and so pretty. A snuggly kitty, their name is El Gato. El Gato.
That was Allegra Levy from Songs for You and Me. Before Amaya's book review, our guests with their Grammy-nominated Los Fabulosos with Elephant. We've got time for one more song on the Children's Hour. Let's go out with one more from our guests, Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis. This one is off their Latin Grammy-nominated Paseo Lunar. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
De colores se visten los campos en la primavera. De colores son los pajaritos que vienen afuera. De colores el arco iris que vemos. Grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan. De colores.